Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome once again to Border Crossings. We are joined today by a singer and songwriter named Michelle Willis. Before we welcome Michelle to the show, I want to explain something. As you're looking today at my face here on camera, and we haven't been together for quite a while, what looks like a black eye is actually a black eye. I wasn't in a fight with anybody. I was in a fight with a softball, and I lost the battle. As you may know, I coach softball, youth softball. I took one off the face. I just wanted to get that out of the way so that when you see my black eye for the next 30 minutes, you'll understand exactly what that is, and it's not the fault of your camera or your computer or anything like that. So now on with the interview here on Border Crossing. Michelle Willis has a new album, and it's called Just One Voice. And this isn't her first album. It's not her first go-around at the rodeo. She's been around for quite a while and written an album or two before, some great songs, collaborated, toured. We've got Michelle with us on the program. We'd like to welcome you to our worldwide audience and to the Voice of America, Michelle Willis. Nice to have you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, how would you describe the new album? I mean, is this album jazz? I mean, you've worked with the Stooges, which are punk. You've worked with Michael McDonald, little jazz, little pop. You've worked with a lot of different contemporary artists. So how would you describe your sound and the new album?
I think all music can't, at this stage in what music is, can't really be described in those genres as simply anymore, just because of the nature of the internet making music so widely available and influential to people all over the place. But I always describe my music based on my upbringing, which was that I sang hymns and choral music for most of my childhood. Until I was, you know, in high school, I went to music theater school there and really fell in love with that type of contemporary musicals. I really, really loved that. And then studied jazz, studied piano and harmony, and just devoured that songbook and that style of melody. And from that joined, once I graduated, I became really involved in the roots music scene. I became part of this band called The Henrys, and that morphed into a band called 3 Meter Day. And that band was really a modern roots band. It was really weird and had a lot of improvisation and sounds that you don't typically hear in pop music. And so it's kind of an amalgamation of all those things. The choral music really, on two fronts, it really affected my love for fed my love of vocal harmony and just a more classical romantic style harmony, and like Brahms and Bach and all that. I was singing that every week. And then to then move into the jazz world and that rich harmony, which also grew out of that romantic classical world, and then onward to the more folk roots thing, which really, I found a home there for all of those things. I found a way, if I could use the folk structure of songwriting and then apply the vocal harmony and apply more of the jazz sensibility in terms of arrangement and use of time, it became a good place to, yeah, a good foundation for all that. That's a long answer, but yeah, that's sort of how I describe the music. It's an amalgamation of all those things, and it's certainly not altogether jazz, and it's certainly not altogether pop and or folk, really. But those elements really infuse it.
Michelle Willis is our guest, and we are talking about Just One Voice, which is the new album. The album is out?
No, it comes out April 8th.
April 8th. Okay. And so what can we expect from the new album? I understand there's some collaborations, and I read something about Michael McDonald, formerly of the Doobie Brothers. There's a song on there with Michael McDonald.
There's two songs with Michael. He's a beautiful man who very graciously agreed to sing on the record. He's featured on the single that we just released. It's called Liberty. He's more of a background singer on that song, which is crazy for me to have Michael McDonald singing backgrounds on my song. But there's another song that'll come out, and it's called How Come. And in that song, he gets more of a feature, and you hear his voice, and it's like I can't. Every time I hear him on that song, I laugh. I just like burst out laughing with like happiness. It's still crazy to me that's his voice on my song.
Surreal, I guess. Yeah, to have the legendary Grammy-winning Michael McDonald.
When I was in high school, I was learning minute by minute.
Yes.
Shit that I had ever heard. My teacher told me to learn. He's like, I think you'll like this. And I was like, how can I do that? I loved it so much.
What do you think it drew you to the 70s sound? What do you think about the 70s made you fall in love with that era?
I've never thought about it in that way. What about it drew me?
Songwriting different in the 70s than the 60s or 80s, 90s today, per se?
It's more confessional, I would say. But there's so many songs from that era that are not confessional. I mean, Joni is obviously the singer-songwriter era, I would say, was more confessional. I wouldn't hesitate to say also maybe because of Joni and mm-hmm. you know, a record like Blue. But yeah, there's just this combination of that with how like Motown and funk had come into the more prevalent scene, mainstream, how it infiltrated, how they recorded. I mean, drums alone in the 70s are like so nice. It's so good. And there, I don't know, maybe there's the stories are more specific. Whereas in the 60s, the stories were more, maybe a little bit more generalized, but the songs felt so good. I'm not really sure what it is.
But something about it drew you to the 70s sound anyway. And you made it more contemporary. You made it, obviously put your own touch and flavor into it. And we're going to ask if you wouldn't mind doing a song for us right now. We've got Michelle Willis with us, and she's sitting at the keyboards. And the microphone's ready and tuned and tweaked and reverb is turned on and she is ready to give us a treat. What are you going to sing for us, first of all?
I'm going to play for you the first single that we released. It's called Green Gray.
Ever since I met you, color's been creeping in, yeah. Flirting in shadow, painting light on an nonsense. Every line you draw, I bend. Every glance you give, I linger in gray shades, waiting on your beckoning. Ooh, ever since I met you, I've been holding out to brush against you, but you got someone at home. It's silly to say, maybe you make everyone feel this way. I'm telling my heart, this ain't no place for love to start. It's silly to say, maybe you make everyone feel this way. If loving you is wrong, then how come you keep hanging on? How come you're hanging on? Yeah, yeah. Ever since I met you, it's sunrise. All the colors clashing wildly with your green gray eyes. You told me timing is never right as a golden sun kissed the horizon, blushing rose between shows and curtain. Ooh, ever since I met you, I've been holding out to brush against you, but you got someone at home. It's silly to say, maybe you make everyone feel this way. I'm telling my heart, this ain't no place for love to start. It's silly to say, maybe you make everyone feel this way. If loving you is wrong, then how come you keep hanging on? 'Cause when I'm alone, I think of your eyes and how they shine into mine. I've got to tear my gaze away, lest you see me falling for those green grays. I've got to tear my gaze away, lest you see me falling for those green grays. green grace. I've got to tempt my geese away, lest you see me falling for those green grace. Oh, you're the one I know. You're the one I'm falling for.
Wow, sounding great. Michelle Willis is with us here on Border Crossings. And you mentioned that was one of the older songs, so I assume your 2016 was your debut album that you put out in 2016.
Correct. Yes.
So was that from around that time period?
Green Gray, actually, I wrote it, yeah, not too long after that. I think it took me a while to finish it. I definitely started writing it in 2016 because the person I wrote it for, I met in 2016. Yeah, I these things take so long for me, and I'm trying with this next record after Just One Voice to cut my time at least in half to make it 3 years instead of 6 years before the next record. Ideally, you know, a matter of months instead of years. But yeah, that took me a long time, and it had quite an evolution between where from where it started into where it became. It started off as like a Cecilia, Paul Simon and Simon and Garfunkel kind of thing. But we made it a little bit more Stevie in the production, and yeah.
You mentioned that a lot of your music on the new album is confessional, and that's kind of one of the things that you know, you took a different approach a little bit. Now, is all your music very, is it personal? Is this your view on other people? Is it actually your story? What are we hearing when we listen to your new album? Is this Michelle's story?
I certainly think all my music is confessional, sure. And I don't think there's a difference in that between my last record and now. If anything, I'm always trying to find a way to be more honest because I think that helps me. Mm-hmm. And I think having a little bit more specificity in songwriting actually invites more people in than it does, you know, cut people off from being too specific. I mean, there's a line, and you have to sort of navigate what that is as a writer. But I always appreciate, actually, Kraz is beautiful at this. Just small details, recognizing, and it helped those details help a person imagine themselves in that room. You know, they see the blue scarf or the half open window, and so this album actually dealt with sides of myself that I didn't like, that once I put all the songs together and I looked at them, I was like, ooh, this is all really whiny and anxious and insecure me. It was really, once I realized that, it was quite uncomfortable. I mean, a song like Green Grays, you know, it's about having feelings for a person that I shouldn't. And them also having feelings for me, and they probably shouldn't, you know, and that's really not a thing that I would like to broadcast. Here's my new single, right. You know, it's not comfortable at all. And as I was tracking it, I really questioned, am I going to do this? I don't like this. And I actually tried to rewrite the words so that they were a bit more vague. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, this is stupid. Then the song's about, it sounds like it's not really about anything. And that's not who I am. It's just not who I am. Plenty of other people can do it, and it comes across well. Mm-hmm. And it's not weird. But for me, it's just personally weird. So I also kind of thought, this is not a thing I should be ashamed of. It's a thing that happens to everybody in their life without fail. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to talk about it and... Mm-hmm. It's not a bad thing. I'm not going to, if anything, it's like a practice of like, you don't have to feel bad about this.
Michelle Willis is our guest. Just One Voice is the name of the new album that's coming out the beginning of April. And if you wouldn't mind doing another song for us, we would love to hear your beautiful voice again.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to do a song that just came out. It's called Liberty. And I wrote Liberty when I was... Yeah, 2014, I wrote this song, to give you another idea of how old some of these songs are. Thinking about moving to New York, being visiting New York at the time and just wrestling with what happens when change comes along. It's a good thing we've been here, waiting, finding on my own. 'Cause you can make yourself a new anywhere, and then you find you're the one you can't let go. And I don't wanna be that girl. Go where you think I should see the things you've seen and live within your dream. Baby, I'd have lived if it weren't so good. Like liberty's beacon in the distance, it could be a false omen after all. Promises of future kings, a space to try again, finding yourself in a car. 'Cause I don't wanna change like them. Try to be tough like them. Try to pretend that I've seen it all, and I'll see it all again. 'Cause it's hot as hell, it smells like shit in here. Oh, I just turn off and wait to arrive, and it will take the magic from it till you see another show dancing to hotter eyes. Come over here, chase the attraction. You'll shine like gold when you do. The game that you love, you're tried and true. It's starting to move too fast for you. And every time I've held another, I see you. Like nobody is big in the distance, it could be a false omen after all. I think that I'll let it be until I can't refute it, and that's just the way it's gonna be for now.
Michelle Willis is our guest here on Border Crossings. Just One Voice is the name of her new album. And I see a similarity in, you know, Sarah McLachlan. I see sounds like, you know, Melissa Etheridge. I can hear the singer-songwriter in you and your voice. I found it interesting that you had cited Lauryn Hill and Whitney Houston as inspirations to you as well, because I don't hear them in your music. Maybe there's some other songs or things that you feel that you drew from those artists.
Man, I mean, Lauryn Hill's Miseducation of Lauryn Hill record was the only thing I played from ages, I don't know how old I was when that came out. My sister showed me that record first. I mean, that was like all I listened to for maybe 5 years. No, that, and also Lauryn's, her album, the live thing that she did on MTV, that song Water. Oh, that was the most. Yeah, I think Lauren, I would say her influence, she was so honest in her writing. Like, all of her lyrics were so bare. And maybe that's more of the influence that I take. But certainly, yeah, songs like Everything is Everything and Every Ghetto, Every City, Zion, everything off that album was just, constant. Whitney, I mean, you can't be a kid born in the 80s that wasn't affected by Whitney Houston. And shoot, I mean, now I hear I Want to Dance with Somebody more now than I think I ever did when the song first came out. But yeah, I mean, those were the women that you heard on the radio a lot, and Sarah and Sean Colvin and Jan Arden, who you might, I don't know if you know.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Jealous, I think it was a hit of
Jealous?
Hers, Jan Arden.
Is that the song?
Jealousy or Jealous, I think it was Jan Arden, yeah.
Jan Arden, her song Good Mother, or I recently connected with Jan on Instagram, which was the highlight of my live streaming career. If I have a live streaming career, highlight. I played ding, ding, Hide Your Heart Under the Bed and Lock Your Secret Drawer. Now I'm forgetting what it's called, but I played that and I reposted a clip of me playing it. And another great Canadian songwriter, Rose Cousins, shared it with Jan, and Jan commented on the video and then wrote me a private message, and I was like, you know, 12-year-old me just didn't know how to handle it.
Did you write any songs
about
COVID, or that, you know, you were inspired by the situation?
Yeah, I wrote plenty in those first few months. Especially, I wrote a song called "You're Doing Great." Which was certainly a mantra to myself when I was like coming home and like, oh no, I touched the door handle and I sanitized the can of beans. And you know, then you like spill your eggs all over the floor and you're like, is it egg or is it COVID? I don't know. There was just a lot of, yeah. So I wrote a song called "You're Doing Great." I wrote a song called, actually, I can play that song if you want.
Sure. Why not? We have time for one more. So if you want to make this the last one, that's fine. Whatever. Up to you.
This is my song called I Want to Be. Here we go. I'm not going to sum up or wrap it all in a bow or tally all of the lessons we're learning, the bread that we're burning. I'm tired of talking. I wanna be in what I'm doing, and I wanna do it for myself, and I wanna live the life I'm choosing without a frame up on the shelf. The misery of being human is misery just for itself. There are no points for rhyme or reason, baby, just do it for yourself. Oh, just do it for yourself. I'm not gonna spin it, even confine it to words. Nobody needs my up to the 15 minutes of branded survival. I wanna be in what I'm doing, and I wanna do it for myself. I wanna live the life I'm choosing without a frame up on the shelf. The wilderness of being human is wilderness just for itself. There are no points for rhyme or reason, baby, just do it for yourself. Just do it for yourself.
Box exclusive. The worldwide premiere of a new song.
Premiere, correct, yeah.
That you can only get here.
That's true.
Border Crossings. Well, thank you, Michelle Lewis, for being with us. Now, if people want to reach out to you on social media, where do they go? Where are your websites?
Basically, any of the social media things come with the tag Bout Willis Music. As in, what you talking about, Willis? BoutWillisMusic.
Thank you, Michelle Willis, for being on the show. Once again, the website, so we get it right, is
www.michellewillis.ca.
All right. Get her new album and go out and see her when she performs where you live around the world. Thank you, Michelle, for being on the show. The new album is called Just One Voice. My name is Larry London, and this is Border Crossings on VOA TV.